Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Chelek Gimel Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Beis. This is on the Beis Amud Aleph, where the Simen is Reish Mem Beis. Lehizer Bechved Shabbos, to be careful with the honor of Shabbos. By Sif Echad, there's one paragraph. It says Mechaber Sif Aleph, Afila Mishatark Lachem. Even if someone has to come on to other people, meaning financially, Im Yeshloi Ma'at Mishaloi, if a person has a little bit of his own money, a person has to motivate himself to honor the Shabbos as much as he could. As Mishnah explained, Sifkat and Aleph, Afila v'chulu. So the Mechaber said, even if someone needs to come out to others, if he has to what to provide from his own, he has to motivate himself to honor the Shabbos. Says Mishnah, Hina ikka mitzvah einig Shabbos. The primary mitzvah of delighting in Shabbos, Nesporosh lo na'adei ha'nevi'im. The primary of it was explained to us through the Nevi'im, the prophets, Kamashnam, like it says a pasuk in Aviv Kadosh, La Shabbos Einig, you should call for Shabbos as a delight. Now, B'yesh Peskim, Shisrilu, there are Peskim that hold the Kodei Humana Torah. Actually, its primary source is not from Navi, from Nachatak Shemina Torah, Shabbos Ubechlam Mekor Kodesh. It's included in what the Torah says regarding holy convocation, like it says in the pasuk, B'yom Eshvi, on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosan should be a day of rest, Mikor Kodesh Begoymer, and therefore, we see Shabbos is already referenced, as the Shaar HaTzinis Aleph says, is from the Ramban in Parshas Emor. He says, look, according to them, it's been Divrei Seifim. He says, look at Simrei Shbechasim, Topei Zayin, what we write over there. And even according to them, that it's rabbinic, meaning that it's Divrei Seifim, you still have to be very careful regarding the mitzvah of ending Shabbos, because Chamur Divrei Seifim, says the Shaar HaTzinis, Yosef Divrei Torah. The rabbinic halachas are more severe on some level than biblical. And the schar of Oinig Shabbos is mefurish in Kabbalah, meaning in Tanakh, in Ksuvim, where it says, Oz Tesanig al Hashem Begoymer, where it says in the words of the Navi, that then if you delight on Hashem, so it talks about the incredible reward that one has. So whether it be Dairaisa, whether it be Medivri Seifrim, Medivri Kabbalah, but the point is that it's a very big mitzvah. Now, if you say it's Dairaisa, because it says Mikroi Kodesh, and now Mikroi Kodesh, Pirish Chazam B'Sefra, says the Mishnah Berurah further. In Sifra, the Chazal explained, when you have a Mikra Kodesh, which we know is a Yom Tov, but we're saying that possibly Shabbos is also included there, the Haina that is Lekadshoi, Lechabdoi, that's to sanctify it, to honor it, because it's Nakia with clean clothing. So these are all parts of Hilchos Shabbos. A person's supposed to have clean clothing, and to delight it with the delight of eating and drinking. Reflige Chazal. The Chazal talked very great about this in the Gemara Shabbos of Kofi Tchez, Mo'id B'mitzazu. Very much in this mitzvah, they said the chol ma'anik is the Shabbos, whoever delights the Shabbos, nusli nachla b'li mitzvah. They give him a property without boundaries, unlimited inheritance. V'nitzel m'shev b'malchus, he saved from enslavement, from the indebtedness that we have in exile by the nations of the world. V'zeicha v'uzal ashiris, he merits because of this for wealth. Ma'in sham oid kamam b'rinzeh. Look at the Gemara of the Shabbos. It talks about many different teachings regarding this. Now he says v'hinu begedim mitzvah. To qualify this mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, Yeshleisha Mamori Chazal Bezed, there's three different teachings of Chazal, and we have to try to explain them, all three of them. So, Aleph, number one, Hada Amru. This that they said, the Tzorch La'angla, they have to delight the Shabbos, but Dogim Gedoilim, with large fish, Verdosh Hashum, and the heads of garlic, the Tavshal Shal Trodin, and these cooked dishes of beets. Shazoha Yomaychel Chashab is my name. That was considered a very distinguished dish in their times. And every single place, according to their custom, Yang, maybe meat boards, whatever is considered in those days, you have to delight it with the food and the drink that's significant to them, that's considered einig in their time.
This is all unlimited, free on the house, right?
So we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. Not necessarily the case. Depends on the person's level of betachem. But al kapanim, this is talking about you should delight whatever is considered delight in those days. Now, since presumably, the most people, their primary delight is this is with meat and with wine and with delicacies. That's why the Mechaber brings the that you should increase in meat and wine and delicacies according to what you could. So that's one teaching. Be ma'anig the Shabbos with the greatest things you can get. Then this Beis, the second teaching. Adam, this that they said that fellow Davamut Shasolukhbaya Shabbos, even a little bit that you did for the honor of Shabbos, key mitzvah Einig Shabbos, you really fulfill the mitzvah Einig Shabbos. Fafilu Kasa the Harsna, which is Haina Dagim Kitan Mutugan Bashamnan. These are like small little fish, like herrings, that are fried in their fats. That's another teaching. So on the one hand you have like the teacher Einig Shabbos requires you to get who knows what. And then there's another teaching that says even a small little thing is already Einig Shabbos. And then you have Gimel, a third teacher. Hadam Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, make your Shabbos even like a weekday. But the Tzarech Labrius, and that you shouldn't have to come on to people. Like if you don't have that much, okay, treat Shabbos like a weekday. So these are three different teachings. So the way to separate between these three teachings, Huba Eifin says like this, the Hainer. That is, Laman de Efshalei, someone that has the ability, Tzarech Lechav de Kivi Yechalt, he has to honor it according to his ability. That was the first teaching. Number two, Umisha Shad de Chukal Abi Yezu, someone that's really very pressed. Hainu Shein Lerak Mazayin Shtei Sudis LaShabbos. He literally could only afford two meals for the Shabbos. He's really down in his finances. B'zemer B'kiva, that was the third teaching. Asay Shabbat Chachol Batat Tzarech Labrius. Make your Shabbos like weekday, and you don't have to come on to other people, which the Shaar Tzion and Oz Gimel and Dalet is going on these words where the Mishmur says, Ve'ein Mechuyev. And therefore, you're not obligated, Le'bisholesh to this, Le'bikast Darsen. You don't have to have three meals. You don't have to have even the fish hash. Literally like a weekday meal, which the Shaar Tzion says, and Oz Gimel and Dalet together, that's from the Taz Magen Avraham and Tei Shabbos, and the Vilna Gaon, he says, and says, Pella, the Vilna Gaon contradicts himself later on, Samir Shem Gimel Sabbeis, where there he writes that he honor the day of Shabbos with a little bit, similar to the Dalet Kaisis, sounds like that a person actually would have to come on to people for that. Because that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, that you have to do a little bit. But here he explains that what you say, but you do a little bit, means to say what you have, and when you have, so he's just reminds the Tzarechian, is that really true what the Vilna Gaon would hold? But Akapan, that's the second category, which is the third teaching we had said. And then we have the middle category. Now, if someone has money, he could afford three meals, and a little bit more than that. He has to spend that money on Shabbos, that he can fulfill three meals and this fish hash. So, at least somewhat about Einig Shabbos, those are the three different categories. Now, he says, same thing as Misha in the Klum. If somebody has nothing, is totally on Temchi Shabbos, totally on charity. So interestingly, the tzedakah has the obligation to give him three meals with the fish hash. So that's going to be in the middle category. Not like you don't say, okay, we're going to give like a weekday. No, that's mechuyav like that, which the Shaar Tzion Ha'Zvav brings from the Bach in the name of Tesis, and the way the Mishnah paskins that if someone spends Shabbos somewhere, you have to give him three meals worth. The Sefer brings over there that you even give him fish and vegetables, which is like this kasa the harsin. That's the Rambam paskins and halachas and Tursha Chanoch and Yeridus and Rish Nun. That's what Taz writes in Yeridus and Rish Nun. He says the Pella, that in this simile writes the opposite, that a poor person that doesn't have anything, you don't give him but two meals. The Tzay Shabbat is ready, he's masik on him. That's negative Mishnah and halacha. Like, and he paskin like the way he wrote. And that's how the Prima Gadim says, no, you have to give him actually three meals worth. Now, Uba Adam Nichbet says Mishnah further. Now, by an honorable person, everything goes according to his honor. We know the halacha of tzedakah that you have to give a wealthy person what he's used to. So a wealthy guy that's on Tzarech Shabbos, maybe the meat board's got to be coming to him because that's what he's used to. But we don't say that make your Shabbos weekday and don't come on to people because we're not going to say that the Misha Dain Lo Nitzarech Lito. That's only a guy who didn't yet have to take from people. So not to take, which is a big thing. Okay, make your Shabbos meal like a weekday, only two meals and regular food. But if someone already came to this level, he's already stretching his hand, he's taking from Temchi Shabbos. Then we give him everything. You have to give him three meals worth and at least a minimum of Einig Shabbos. Now, in places where the custom is that those are in charge, they give the poor person only two meals for Shabbos, not the third meal. Lav Shabbos Avdi, they're not doing the right thing. For sure, in the summer months, where a third meal is definitely necessary, for sure they should be careful regarding this. This is what the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is coming to say. That if he has also a little bit of his own, that's this first line that we're saying over here in today's Amid. If the guy has a little bit from his own money, he has to push himself to honor and to delight in Shabbos appropriately. Because it's possible for him. He has a little bit of money to spend on that. And it's not enough with just this fish hash. This is what he concludes. Meaning, you should spend less on the rest of the days of the week from the expenses that you have. Because as the Shaar Tzion says, but not that he should put himself on others his expenses of honoring Shabbos, as the Prisha says, to delight appropriately, because if he could spend less, he could be mistopic mamud on other times, that's the ideal way to do. Spend less on other things. Kadesha initial says the Mishnah Berurah, Zeh, lechvay Shabbos, they should have money left over to spend it on Shabbos. Even if a guy who's really, really pressed financially, that he is actually exempt from the third meal and from the fish hash, it is very appropriate that he should attempt that he should try to be at least in the middle category. At least try to be three meals and the fish hash, at least to get at least in that category. Sivkot and Beis. So the Mechaber said that if a guy has a little bit, he can afford something. He's on hard times, but he should motivate himself lechaber es Shabbos. Now, but Tovel Lizar, it's good to be careful shleifchus mishnei tavshilin, not to have less than two cooked dishes, which the place can say that's by the first two meals, but not necessarily by shalosh shudus, but by the first two meals, one should have two cooked dishes besides the challah. Gam Tovel is also good sheyirchem b'chalsud mishal shudus dogim to eat by every one of the three meals fish. Which definitely Bashal should, this the place can say that's for sure grace is ach to have fish. Unless it doesn't like it. Lefi tivoy, according to his nature, he says, oh no, he hates it. Some people just don't like fish. And Bashabas is given for delight, not for pain. Look at Mamas Rish Mechas, you don't have to force yourself to have a little bit of that fish. Now, if let's say the fish sellers, or let's say the guys who make the fish boards, or whatever, are upping the price, it's appropriate to institute, people shouldn't buy fish. Us for a few weeks. Actually, the price is going to come down. The brings lo yasu takana. They shouldn't make a takana. Only if the guy's charging a third more than what it used to be. Other places can write that even less than a third of a price increase is less takana. You should make a takana because the poor people can't afford the fish. I during those weeks you're not going to have fish. It's going to be a bit of the mitzvah. No, the Yishlanik Shabbos Mochal Mechem, you could light Shabbos with other foods. If Tiktu Lesa Lecha Dogim Kama Shabbos is now, if they had made this takana, that's it, the rabbi said that no one could buy fish because of the up tick in price, the Echad Kanu Mechem, someone had already bought beforehand, he had it in his fridge freezer. So then says Mishmur Mutra, that would be permitted to eat it if you already had from before the takana.
V'alochem de v'maskel tzarech. That person has to motivate himself to honor the Shabbos. He brings in the Bach, the Shabbos, that they write that you should delight, you should honor the Shabbos appropriately. That's a Mukhav and Beis Yesim, that's also his opinion. And says, that's how I said unspecifically in the Mishnah Berurah like them. So the Taz writes that it's sufficient with karsa der haras nalachod. It's enough for just some of this fried fish hash. And the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is that you shouldn't say that he's like someone who doesn't have anything which is enough with just two meals. No, you should have the fish hash, but that's it. Look over there. It says, according to what we wrote, that even if someone that doesn't have anything, you have to give him three meals worth in Kasa D'Arsna. If that's the case, it wouldn't be any Chiddush if a guy has a little bit from his own regarding that. It says, possible that you don't say that on a weekday, he should be satisfied from others that they give him. And the Shabbos he should do from the little bit that he has, that even though it doesn't come to acquire from this but two meals, I would have said that you should make a Shabbos weekday because in Shabbos it's possible for you to constrict and you shouldn't need anyone at all. And therefore it's not similar to someone that doesn't have anything from his own. So look at the Be'agra that he explains also like the Taz, but according to what he writes in, we read in Simarish Samach Gimel that the covet of the day is equal to the Dalat Kaisis regarding Davar Mu'it, which is Karsa D'Harsna. If that's the case, well, the more so for the Shalosh Rudis itself. Obviously, according to this, we have to explain that this Mechaber originally wrote Tzarech Lechaber the Shabbos, you have to honor the Shabbos, means Lechaber the Kiro, you have to honor it appropriately, meaning more than Kasa D'Harsana, as we explained in the Mishnah Berurah with the three different levels. Because regarding Kasa D'Harsana, even someone that is in a press situation very much is obligated, and that's how the Lechaber Shabbos writes. Now, since the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is not so clear to us, if it's like he explains over here or like he explains later on, so therefore he says, I would say something like the majority of the Poskim, not like the Taz, which is Das Yochid regarding this, and like we said, there's three levels that one would have to be ma'anigit more than just the kasa of the harsana. If he has the ability, and if he has nothing, we actually give him like the kasa of the harsana. If someone who has something, so then he's the guy who pushes it and he makes Shabbat Chalcho about the Tzarech Labris. The Maschel L'Chabed, and a person has to motivate himself to honor the Shabbos, Now, if a person has only a little bit of money, and his employee, his worker is coming to collect the work that he finished today, because if he finished yesterday, then there would only be a, what's it called, Isra Baltasha, that's the burden of Cheshmishpat, of just not delaying, which would be like a regular creditor. However, by Tamachachim, you have to look into that, because the Gemara Yom Pezayin says that might be Chil Hashem if you don't pay. But Akabon, a regular guy, a regular employer, it would seem that you would have to give the money to the worker. What it says in the Torah, that you have to pay the worker on the day that he works, and not to wait till sundown. Even though through that, by paying the worker, you're not going to have with what to be ma'anig the Shabbos, or appease him, that he should want to wait to get paid until after Shabbos. Because the obligation of paying the worker on time is midaraisa. Chiv of einig Shabbos is only midirik Kabbalah. It's only learned from the Navi. And even according to the Paiskim, they hold that einig Shabbos also midaraisa, as I wrote in Mishnah Berurah. But by paying a worker, it's an asay and a loisase. An asay of einig Shabbos does not override a loisase of asay, as the Gemara says, Yimam is of Chafal. And you can't consider it like as if when a guy comes to claim money and the employer doesn't have money, which you don't violate Baal Talon, because you do have, you just want to use a Vayinik Shabbos. No, you're not allowed to. But since the Be'alacha, all our words is specifically if the worker already brought what he was working on to the home of the Balabais and he accepted the product. Because if not, the Balabais has a different way out, not to take the item that, let's say, the tailor did for him. And he doesn't violate, even if the worker says, come, take your object from me, I don't want to have it anymore because of what you hired me for. Still, and this is how it says in Shittim Gavetz about Metzia, there would be another way out of not violating this halacha. So the deer shoes, dish number two, we said that you have to have clean clothing for Shabbos. Now, if you have a garment where there's no einig, there's no delight, there's no pleasure in wearing it. For example, let's say, someone has a heavy frock that's hard to wear. He's living out in Phoenix, and he has a bekasha, and it's just too hot. So the brought the name of the Chaznish, that in you don't have with wearing it for Kavod Shabbos, because whatever's not included in Einig Shabbos is not included in Kavod Shabbos. And this Kareltz explains his intent, that if you're not wearing this garment, because you have no delight in wearing it, so that's not poigim in the Kavod Shabbos. However, when you do wear it, for sure you are mekayim Kavod Shabbos, so you could be wearing your bekash and strimal in Phoenix, and that would still be definitely included in Kavod Shabbos. In dish number three, he spoke about anik Shabbos with eating and drinking, so too spiritual pleasures, learning Torah, and having pleasure from one's learning, the Pinim Niskarelitz is that's also included in anik Shabbos. Addition number four, that if someone does these things, he's safe from Shibin Malchis. The reason why this is, writes the Beis Yosef, named the Maria Buhav, is Mida Keneged Mida. Because since a person is spending money for the needs of Shabbos unlimited, so they give him a Nachla that's unlimited. And sees the Makabal on him the oil of Shabbos, so they remove from him the oil of the Malchis. Addition number eight, which we said the minimums that you need for Shabbos. So too, a candle for Shabbos, and Sefer Shana Lachid writes, that the Gaboim have to give him, besides the three meals in the Kasa D'Arsana, those have to give him candles. There's a number nine, the words of Sharet Tzion, that the Paiskim who write that any Shabbos is Midir B'Seifim, that's how it sounds like also from the Stimus of Shulchan Aruch later on Samirish Ayin Aleph. Now regarding a Moyel that was invited to do a Bris and Shabbos in another city, and if he's going to travel over there, he's not going to have Oynik Shabbos. So Chubis Mechazizel writes that since, according to many places, Oynik Shabbos is only Midrabbanon, so Mitzvah Mila, which in the Torah overrides the Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos, is only Midrabbanon. He's also inclined over there that even children of Mechala Shabbos Befahesia, you have to know if the Mitzvah of their Mila is Decha Shabbos. However, since the Minig is to circumcise them on Shabbos, so their Mitzvah Mila is Decha the Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos, because you have to be concerned if you don't do that, it's going to cause for the sinners to mevatla Mitzvah Mila Bezmana. So you're going to say that that the Prushim permitted, and therefore, even in such a situation, he should do the Mila. Dish number 10, we said you shouldn't have less than two tafshilim, two cooked dishes, by the meals. The reason why this explains to Neskarel is that a meal with two cooked dishes is considered like a chash basuda. And it's for that reason that you're not allowed to eat, let's say, Erev Tisha B'Av, but Sudam Hafsek is two cooked dishes. he adds on over there that according to this, even a cooked egg or a vegetable that's eaten as it is raw and you cook it, are considered also like a cooked dish regarding Suda Shabbos. According to this reasoning, it sounds like that by every Suda you need to have two tefshilin. However, in the Zera Kaddish, which is the source of the words of Mishabura, as the brought in Shart Sin, so according to Ches, sounds like that you need to have the two cooked dishes for two meals, which is actually one cooked dish for every meal. And in the two meals, you'll have then a sum total of two cooked dishes. Now, the shear of every cooked dish from the two cooked dishes, the Pinner Miskar says that even a minute amount, Mishchaydish falls in on Shabbos, Mishmeretz and Tuf Yutez, the Medaktikim Anoyik to add on another food, more than what they have on every single Shabbos, so that it should be covered for Mishchaydish should be recognizable. Dish number 12, in the words of Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to make that the takana that no one should buy fish, and some behavior brings it only if they're charging a third more than it used to be. Now, the reason for this, he writes over there, because on Hidr Mitzvah, you have to pay up until a third from the value of the Mitzvah itself. So only when it's more than a third should they make this takana that no one should buy fish. However, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that since eating fish on Shabbos is only Hidr Mitzvah and not the Mitzvah itself, if that's the case, you should make a takana that people should not buy, even if they are adding onto the price less than a third. Dish number 13. If they instituted that even someone who has fish already should not eat it on Shabbos, Kabachem writes that even a guy who bought it before the takana also should not have fish anymore on Shabbos. Now, regarding a food item, the Bez Nur Masakin, that it's forbidden to be eaten, and the person has in his house from that food item from before the takana, the Russian Masakh Dehulun writes that the halacha of eating it is totally in the subject of the Gemara over there. Dish number 14, from the words of the Be'er Halacha, that if the worker finishes the job today, so then you have the mitzvah yom tit nischarai. Sounds like that if the worker does not claim his money, even though he already finished his work, the Baal Bayis could acquire with his money the tzarchi Shabbos. However, the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Abbas Chesed writes that the Baal Bayis should be careful not to use his money for merchandise after the worker already finished his job, even though the worker did not claim his money. The reason that he writes over there is that the chiv, the mitzvah sebi yom tit nischarai, takes effect right away when the worker finishes his job, even though the guy did not claim the money yet. However, that for sure that he'll claim it from him before the time passes. Dish number 15, that even though that the time for the payment on when you work during the daytime is actually at nighttime, not at daytime, but the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Avos Chesed, on Erev Shabbos, which the minig is that you finish the work before Shkiyas Hachama, obviously, because you have to stop before Shabbos. So that's like the halacha of working part of the day, and then actually then you have to pay up still by daytime before the sun sets. Now, if the Baal Bayis was already mekabel Shabbos, early Shabbos, when it's still daytime, the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky is that he can be makna the money to the worker when it's still daytime with a kinyan of chatzar, or kinyan agav, or kinyan disa, that is where he admits in front of two people that these monies are the workers, and then he fulfills the mitzvah b'yom tit nischarai. And even though it's forbidden to be makan on Shabbos, however, tzarich mitzvah, which is to become mitzvah b'yom tit nischarai, it would be permitted as brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, Tov Mem Dal, and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Dish number 16, which the mitzvah ending Shabbos is not going to override the loisus habaseh of paying workers on time. It sounds as if without that, mitzvah ending Shabbos would be dechad the lav of Baal Tal, even though that at the time that you're being over on the lav, you did not yet fulfill the mitzvah ending Shabbos. So that's a chiddush that you see in the Be'er Halacha. Dish number 13, that there's a way out not to violate Baal Talan. Now, even if he only has food items that are ready to be sold, Chavetz Chaim writes in Sefer Avos Chesed, it's considered like you have money. You have to sell those food items so that you can pay the worker his wages that you owe him.